to another episode of Blood, Sweat and Metal. This is Jamie, your host, coming to you live from Adelaide. We've been a while since we've been on Podomatic, but we've got a great truckload of new killer songs from the metal world, from Australia and overseas, plus some news in between and everything else that you can ever think of. And it's just great to see that the metal community is rallying once again here in Adelaide as many gigs are coming around. But before we get into that, we're going to play you some killer tunes right now from the latest couple of bands that just recently has been releasing great albums. Here we go. Off the top of this chart, we're giving you Hatebreed. Stick around, because this is going to be brutal, it's going to be loud, and it's going to be metal.
Today is not the fucking day! Lost in my flesh with their pain! Their negative ways giving birth to endless cries and complaints! Not too close, just boiling with rage! I choke on this feeling of war in my throat every day! Swallowed every bitter pill, now I'm forced to chew. Hearing every vicious word, their filthy mouth spew. My thoughts descended to the abyss. My heart is begging me to finish this. Today, I wish a motherfucker would try. Think of someone other than
Right then, that was Scorpion Child, and I was lucky enough a couple of weeks ago to speak to Scorpion Child just before the Iron Maiden tour in Australia, and a bunch of great guys. They are on the rise, so please go to their Facebook page, Twitter, go to their website, check out their latest albums and their bios, read them up, support them, and just give them a bit of a cheer as well. Give them a spur along. Well, I got some news. September 10 here in Adelaide is an annual event called the New Dead Live. This will be the 7th installment. It's going to be on September the 10th, and it's going to be a whole day full of metal at Fowler's Live, the only place to be. The bands had basically put in their application to participate on the bill. Today's date has closed that, and as a matter of fact, all details will be announced soon, where you can get your tickets and what's happening out through the day, and you'll get the everything else over the next couple of months leading up to that. And please, if you saw last year's event at Fowler's Live for New Dead, when many people came to that event, we want to top that off this year. We had the Heavy SA Music Fest, and my partner's got to put up photos for that still. We've been flat out busy. I'll say what we have to do before I continue. I've done two interviews before Iron Maiden. One of them has gone up named Rage, and we're playing a new single off Rage very shortly in the program. But then Iron Maiden came through, and I had David from Melbourne, who regularly on our show, came over from Melbourne. We had an absolutely ball of a time. It was absolutely great. And everything else started to go through. We had to write up the review for Iron Maiden, send the photos that Sharia did. And then I'm getting bands that want to help me promote them on this show, like get the singles out and whatnot. Then, late on Sunday, just gone, we get an email saying we've been accredited to do photography and media for the El Vati tour here in Adelaide, and it was the last stop on their bill. So basically, when we go through halfway through the work that we've already done, we've got to put it on hold and start the next one, because next Tuesday, we got Cherry Curry. The following Tuesday after that, we got Fear Factory. And I think not long after that, we got Big Country. We got Steel Panther. We've got Drowning Pool. We've got many other bands that are coming around, like Queensryche and, you know, Prime of Fear in Melbourne and all those type of things as well. And it's just constantly keeping us on our toes and keeping us busy. And I love being busy. I hate sitting on my ass doing nothing. And I've got reviews to do of albums galore that you never believe. But yeah, going back to the New Dead, please keep your eyes on social media. There'll be details coming out very, very soon. This is not metal-related type of news, but besides a point, there was another shooting at a concert in New York. It was a hip-hop gig, mind you, but that's besides a point. These imbeciles that go to gigs trying to create a nuisance and kill innocent people need to be banned from attending any other form of entertainment venue. I mean, we've seen artists get shot, like John Lennon and Dime Bad Darrell, and what happened in France last year, and so forth. And it's just constantly reoccurring. There'll be a period of time where everything is fine, and the next minute, bang, out of the spur of a moment, someone decides it'll be great to get a gun to kill innocent people. These people need to be remove immediately from society. Guns aren't the problem here. The people are the problem. People kill people. Guns do not kill people. Because you need a person behind the gun to pull the trigger. So, to all the family that were involved, our condolences are to you. And this is just tragic news. It might not be a metal gig. I don't care. Innocent people's lives were killed, and it's a shocking event. More news as we go forward. Hammer 4 are in the studios right now doing the guitar work for their latest new album that will be coming out later this year. They're laying down some clean or acoustic guitars to break off from the steel metal sound. So look forward to this. I'm looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, been looking forward since the tour of Australia. That one-off gig in Melbourne last year came and gone. And I cannot wait for Hammer 4 to release a new chapter. And also to see if they come back to Australia. Because we gave them the pleasure and the joy of slaughtering us last year in Melbourne for that one-off gig. But hopefully next time when they come around, many dates will be named for Australia. And Hammer 4 will be coming back again. We gave them a taste. They know what we are like. We are fans. We are radical. We're supportive. And that's what we need them. We need them back here. So the new album is coming out later this year. So stick around and watch the site for that as well. News just came out just recently that Manowar are to embark on a farewell tour. Now, here's a band that never been to Australia. There's been so many rumours that they're charging up to $1 million per gig before they play because they've got to transport their full production and so forth. I get that. But here in Australia, I don't think there's a promoter here that was willing to pay that. And also, I don't think the fan base as a whole is that big compared to what it is in Europe. But saying that, this is a band that's never been to Australia. They're going on a farewell tour very shortly. Australia will probably never get to see them. Now, people are saying it's not such a great loss. For me and some others, it is, because these are pioneers in the metal world. They've been slaughtering the world over. They've been doing great albums and whatnot. Yes, there have been numerous of members changes and lineup changes or whatnot, but wouldn't it just be great just to see Manowar go on a high to come to Australia to just lay down their pride and come to Australia? Hey, if the fans like us can pledge a dollar or two and see if they can come, we'll see what we come. But yeah, let's hope they come, but me personally, I highly doubt it. But I want to know what your favourite memories of Manowar over the years. And, you know, there was a rumour that was supposed to come to Soundwave for this year. Well, we know what happened to Soundwave, got kicked in the ass. It was supposed to come last year because I was talking to AJ via Twitter about it. Some things didn't come through, but we know what happened. And we know what AJ can be sometimes. But that's what it is. It is what it is. Well, let's get back into some music, shall we, on Blood, Sweat and Metal. I'm going to play you the new single from Destruction. That's right, Destruction's got a new album coming up very shortly, and I'm playing you a single off that track. And also, here's a story I want to share with you guys, and it's pretty close to my heart, and I suppose pretty close to the metal community's heart. If you haven't heard by now, which you should, that former Megadeth drummer Nick Menza passed away on stage at the age of 51. Apparently he played about 3 songs before he collapsed on stage, and apparently when the paramedics arrived, he was pronounced dead on the scene. Such tragic events. I mean, he's only 51, but look beyond that, I see such a great musician, a great craftsman, and all that, because he has inspired so many other people, not just in the metal community, but throughout the music world and whatnot, and inspired them to do their job well and to love what they do. And for him dying on stage like that, in a way, it says, well, he died in the right place. That's where his heart and soul was to play live. Yes, he wanted to play back in the live audience and live arenas again, but that didn't quite get there with Megadeth. I know there were some talks of him rejoining back with Megadeth, but that didn't fall through with what was laid out in front of him. But besides the point, he's the guy that dedicated his life to music, and he died playing what he does for a living, which is playing music. And it just shocks the world that he was so young, 51 and whatnot. And 2016 has been a year where death has been played on a lot of people. I mean, there's so many great artists that have passed on, like Lemmy, David Bowie, you know, the guy from the Eagles, just to name a few. And it's, I mean, Prince either also passed away, but we got Nick Menza, who just played in one of the Icons original four thrash bands. And it just goes to show that, you know, it just, it's heartbreaking, it really is. So for our condolences from Blood, Sweat & Metal to all them fans and to Megadeth, we're going to play two songs from Megadeth that Nick Menza played on. One is going to be called Holy Walls, and the other one's going to be called Symphony of Destruction. But first, here's Destruction, and we'll come back with some more news. Here it is.
Fire!
Silent for Nick Menza, and yeah, just tragic how it is. Going back to some news now, Gua is working on its most savage and bloodthirsty album after the death of their former lead singer, and it just goes to show that no matter what type of hurdles or tragedies have happened in band's career, if someone has the spur to continue on and to stir the ship forward and to not just quit or give up but help the legacy of that band to continue, well, Gua is one of them. And Gua is going to be slaughtering the record studio very shortly. And hopefully this is the same as it was before the former lead singer passed on. I truly believe it will be. I mean, if you saw them at the Soundwave 2 years ago, it was just absolutely awesome. Killing off, you know, Tony Abbott, who was our Prime Minister at that time, and did a bit of a puppet type of thing, cut off his head and blood just went everywhere. That was pretty cool. But yeah, look forward to sitting with Gua when a new album comes out, and I cannot wait to play you some stuff when it comes around. Also, Udo, who was a former lead singer of Accept, states that he is not interested in playing one more last show which accept. I think it was last year, early last year, he went on a tour and he played some of the classics, accept songs that he recorded with them, and he played them. Well, he basically said he wants to do it one last time, just to play the accept era and then move on. He wants to continue on his solo project and more so play those songs live more than accept. I mean, I don't know what's the deal between him and accept. I'm pretty sure it didn't leave on good terms. But I suppose Judo wants to, you know, just bury that history and move on. I mean, he's done it so many times now. I know fans want him to keep playing with accept songs and whatnot, but I think he wants to do more of his solo stuff, like promote more of his solo work and continue on showcasing that rather than doing accept. I mean, it's pretty hard to consider this because there was a point in time that you are or were in an icon band, and that's what you're known for. And when you step aside from that, fans would like you to play that particular material. But here's the flip side. You're not seeing that band that he played, and you're seeing his solo show. It's the same with Ace Frehley. I mean, okay, he does continually play classic Kiss tunes that we all love, but what fans got to understand is you're not going to see a Kiss concert. You're seeing a former member of Kiss playing solo with a backup band. So, I get it. But at the same token, you know, I truly do not know what to deal with Judo and accept. I truly believe that it didn't go all nicely when they all decided to walk their own separate ways. So that's just my opinion. Jordan Rudess from Dream Theater states that the next album will be very different from The Astonishing. As you know, The Astonishing was like a concept album. So I don't think Dream Theater will go that way on the new album. I think they'll probably go a bit heavier. Well, I want them to go heavier, but it's Dream Theater. They can do whatever they want. Fans like us will continue to buy it. But The Astonishing was a great album. I truly put it up there, one of the great concept albums of all time. And that's a big statement of that. But the next chapter of Dream Theater, for me personally, I want them to go heavier. And I think Jordan will probably like to do that. Who knows what will happen. But yeah, Jordan basically says the next album will be very different. And I like that. I mean, I don't like bands to repeat themselves. You know, they don't need to. And Dream Theater is a band that won't repeat themselves. And I like that. So stick around for that. And hopefully when it comes out, we'll give you some news. Here's some great news. Hell Yeah's got a new album coming out called Undeniable. And apparently, they will feature a covers song called I Don't Care Anymore, which was written, performed, and produced by Dimebag. That's right, a previously unreleased Dimebag recording will be included on the new Hell Yeah Undeniable album. I think many fans will get a dig out of that and they really will love it. I cannot wait to hear it when it fully gets released. So if you want to hear more, go to their website, buy the album and cherish Dimebag. And it's just so great just to hear that when it came out in the news. Well, I'm going back into music now. I'm going to play you a person that just released, going to be released a album. And this guy used to be on Saturday Night Live. He does many, many, many voice impersonations, like Joe Pesci, Sylvester Stallone, and, you know, he does a lot of metal impersonation, like James Halford and Lars Ulrich and Ozzy and Brian Johnson, just to name a few. Yes, I'm talking about Jim Brewer. He's got an album coming out very, very shortly. I had got the promo for that from the record label. I will be writing that up as I speak. I've listened to it. It's a great album. But here is a single off that called Thrash. And another band that I've just recently interviewed before Iron Maiden called Rage. And I'm going to play you the Metal Queen, Doro. We're going to play you a song off her as well. So here they are. Here's Jim Brewer on Blood, Sweat and Metal.
My wife gave a list of things I should do, and Does Sharon know you're
here? I can't hear. She's thrashed.
You gotta go home, dude. Seriously.
I'm getting crazy.
You gotta get out of here.
Are you ready? Now. You get crazy.
My wife's coming. Go with the kids. Get out.
The hell is everybody?
You can blow my cover, dude. Get out.
Are they gone?
Gotta go home.
Oh, now I gotta go shopping with Sharon. Sharon! I'll come earlier next time. All right! Yes. All right, yes.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was Doro for Blood, Sweat and Metal. That was Rage of Fists, and an absolutely great single that is. Oh well, I've got to announce this. If you're going into the city tonight here in Adelaide, go to Ningma Bar. Ice on Mercury have got a single launch out there, so go and check that out. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. Hey, it might only cost you a beer, but if you can sacrifice one beer for a ticket, please go to Enigma Bar, support these guys. Ice and Mercury are upstairs. They got a single launch. I'm going to be playing this new single right for you right now, as you just got to hear the new talent from Australia. So here's Ice on Mercury, and we come back, we're going to wrap it up with a classic band. So stay tuned. Here's Ice on Mercury.
Through the torment, the torture, the passion, the river that guides us. Check days and 5 years, through torment, blood, sweat, tears. Our passion erodes us, why? You're bleeding and seething, through the skies we're bleeding. Your memory enlightens our way, so take this all away. Been here for too long. Chums and lead you away from the Zara, the where I'm displaying. You stand here with hot tears and guesses. When next year your dick chums and lead you away. I say fuck you and fuck me, we're all shit. I don't care, our passion erodes us away. Don't take this all away. Been here for too long. Why?
That time of the show, folks, where I say hoodaroo, see you next time, thank you for supporting us and all that. But before I do that, if you've got a gig, no matter where you are in Australia or around the world, and you don't know whether you'll like it or not, just go. Because they might play you something that you might not have heard before, and it might get your attention, and you might discover the band, and you might want to buy some more and learn some more and hear some more. That's all the things about being a fan of music or metal, what have you. Go and explore these new bands. These new bands that I've discovered over the years, Flatten Me was in a song or two. And then I go and deep down and do some research and discover, find out where they came from, how long they've been around, blah, blah, blah. And when they come around next time, I go again. And then I come around again, I go again. And that's what I do. Sometimes I used to chase bands. I mean, I live in Adelaide. I used to go to Melbourne a lot to see bands as well. And I do go to Melbourne occasionally, but not as frequently like I used to. Due to the time here and the work I've got back here in Adelaide. But I used to go to Melbourne to chase one of these bands' gigs. You know, I used to go and see a lot of bands in Melbourne. And you know who they are. I mean, if you know me, you know who they are, you know. But once again, if you've got a gig, no matter where it is, go and support. Get out there. And whatnot. And I Mercury are playing tonight at the Enigma Bar. There's other bands in Adelaide playing. There's bands in Melbourne, bands in Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Tasmania. Go and check them out. Also, if you want to support us, you want to find us, go on our Facebook page. Give us a like at Blood, Sweat and Metal. We're on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at Blood, Sweat and Metal. We're also on YouTube, iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn, you name it. Check us out. Listen to our shows. Put your horns up. Have a drink, whether it's an alcoholic one or not an alcoholic one. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Give us a thumbs up. Spread the word out. Get your friends to like us as well. And the more support, we say thank you. If you don't want to support us, we thank you too. No skin off our nose. I don't get paid to do this. And quite frankly, you know, right this minute, I don't want to get paid. But if I do, if someone comes along and pays me, so be it. But anyway, that's where you go and check us out. All right. I want to play you an icon band. Yes, they were just here just about 3-4 weeks ago. Yes, I'm playing Iron Maiden. Now, here's the thing. I'll just do this little briefly and then I'll move on. I was at the Adelaide gig where the incident occurred when Bruce called out the fan in the crowd to get him removed. As a matter of fact, the incident happened literally right behind me in the pit. I was down the front. If you watch the video closely, you will see some arms swinging. Also, you'll probably see just before that he was trying to push in. Whether or not he was trying to take a photo or trying to get some film footage off his phone, what have you, I don't know. All I know is that when I turned around and I saw a cut under his eye, I knew that he was picking a fight. Now, whether that cut came from, I do not know, but he was the aggressor. He wasn't the person that was offending himself. He was the aggressor. As a matter of fact, I'll say this and I'll wrap it up. Where Steve Harris stood literally straight in front of me, I mean, I was at the barrier. Steve Harris came along, stood right inside me. Now, in front of the stage and the barrier, there was a security guard. Steve Harris was trying to get his attention. Now, I looked back, saw what was going on, trying to get the security guard's attention. He thought I wanted a drink of water. That didn't happen. I said there was a fight. Lo and behold, Adrian, the other guitarist from Iron Maiden, came and stood beside Steve Harris. He was trying to get the security guard's attention. He saw what was going on. I trying to get the security guard's attention once again. Managed to get his attention. He saw what was going on. And then that's where you saw Bruce standing on the side on that little balcony thing that he has and call the guy out. Okay, there was arms swinging. There was females there. There was a chance a female could have got hit. I know some of them got shoved. I know there was an altercation. There was a fight going on in that pit. This guy was going absolutely apeshit. So that's what happened. And if you see the video clip, there's about 3 or 4 different versions on YouTube. Go and check it out. But that's what happened. I was there. I saw it all. Yeah, that's what happened. But anyway, we're playing you some classic Iron Maidens. We're not giving you one. We're not giving you two. We are giving you 3 Iron Maiden songs. I'm giving you The Clansman. I'm giving you the other two, but I'm not going to announce them. One of them we will love, because every fan on this tour basically say, oh, they didn't play this song. Well, we're going to play one of these songs. Okay, we're going to play The Clansman. We're going to play you a single off the latest album, Book of Souls. We're going to pick it out randomly. And the last one, we had to throw it in because many people have been crying over this, that it wasn't played. We're going to play you Run to the Hills. Okay? Check it out. Give us a like I said. Give us a support. And most importantly, have a great weekend. I know the weather here in Adelaide has been a bit miserable, so stay safe. But most importantly, love your neighbour, love your loved ones, and stay thirsty for metal. Catch you next one.
But I'm not the free, I'm the great time to change. I don't know.